Good evening. It's 7 o'clock. It's Tuesday.
Hello.
I'm here with Melissa, and Jay's in the back room working the board, making us laugh on the TV.
Woohoo!
So I'm literally like picturing Groot, like
yes,
little Groot.
Dancing
like
Groot.
You can't hear this
yes.
song without picturing little Groot killing wizards and shooting things.
Yes. Guardians of the Galaxy reference. If you've not seen it, do
Part
yourself
two.
A favor.
Oh,
this is volume two?
Volume
okay.
two.
I think that is rapidly becoming a prerequisite for joshing around
I really
with Josh.
Think so.
This could be like seeing every movie known to man.
Well, undoubtedly, Star Wars is a prereq as well, because Melvin...
You did it!
Yeah, I've got to stop doing this, because Daryl...
Starblank.
Daryl and Melvin think that that's all we talk about all the time, is nothing but Darth Vader. So
yeah.
We've got to fix that. We've got to trap them in here for one of my shows.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Darth Vader, all 24/7.
Right. Just talking directly to Luke. Anyways, it's 7
yes,
o'clock.
Yes, I
Tuesday.
Am your father.
Yes, exactly. It's not actually Luke, right? That's like the misheard.
Not Luke, I am your
yes.
father. It's yes.
I fell to
I
that.
I am your father.
I fell to that misconception. Ah, there it is. But it's Tuesday. It's 7 o'clock. It's time for the 12th episode of Joshing Around with Josh, as it says up here on the board.
I thought it was Juice.
It depends on your accent.
Juice.
I like Josh. That kind of thing. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I have already forgotten. I must have the shortest memory known to man. What were we going to rename the show to, like?
Oh, how dumb do you have to be?
Oh, yeah, okay.
How dumb do you have
when
to
we,
be?
When we come back later this year, that's what we'll name it.
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert. Episode 12 is where Josh ends the show with a cliffhanger and doesn't return like Game of Thrones until the next winter.
It's just like a dadgum TV show. It's like,
winter is coming.
Winter
Why
is
do
coming.
You have to end it after 12 episodes? It has to be 24.
More like... Football season is
yes,
coming.
Yes, football season is coming. And I'm
Ball.
We wound up talking about this at the front end of the show. We'll talk about it at the end of the show, too. I'm being afforded an opportunity to work a little closer with the Live 95 management and staff and get some experience in other areas. So we'll there you go.
Yay.
There's no one that claps harder than the people you're complimenting.
So go ahead and mention that movie again that you're not allowed to mention.
No.
And see what happens.
I don't want to be muted. Anyways.
I saw Solo earlier today.
There you go.
Best Starblank movie so far.
That's right. I have not seen that one. Plan to see it this week, but I did see Deadpool 2. And it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was not as great as the first one,
no,
but
agreed.
It was good. It was very good. Saw that with some friends of mine. Same friends. I plan on seeing Solo. So maybe next week I'll appear in somebody's show somewhere and give a small review, or maybe I'll record it and sneak it in as an ad that Jay doesn't know about. You know, just those those hacker things I can do.
Yeah.
So. Anyways, I recorded an ad this week.
We did.
We had a lot of fun this week. This week was a good week.
Yep.
So that's why I've decided that now is a great time to take a mid-season finale, if you will.
And, bye, y'all.
Yeah, right. This is it.
Drums, please.
Oh, look, my ad.
The 95 days of summer are coming. Are you ready for it? Free spot.
Sunscreen? Check. Iced tea? Check. Live 95? Check and check.
Get ready to win starting Memorial Day weekend with Live 95.5.
He's turned me down.
So that was my, like...
I didn't
brain
turn down,
child.
Yes. All Melissa's idea, and she invited me to participate, and I appreciate that greatly because I love the fact that I ran on an ad for a little while. That was so much fun.
And Jay engineered it, but I like
Yeah, it was a team effort. I like that. That's a free spot for the station right there, because that is the reason why I need to take a break, is I want to go full force into the live 95 days of summer.
Yes.
And so to do that, I need to fully focus on it. So.
Yeah, Melissa, both of you, just kind of jump in and tell everybody what that's all about in case they missed our little introduction yesterday.
We are going to, take sponsors and show up there and say hi to the folks.
Yes.
And do stuff and maybe give away, T-shirts and bottles of water and $100 here and there. You just never know.
The quickest description of all of that. It's going to be a good time. We're going to do that a lot. You never know where we show up, and we'll give hints in various ways. From what I understand, there were some hints on the radio.
Yeah.
In the form of music. So
yeah.
Be listening out for that. If you notice any patterns, it's for a reason. We're very cryptic here.
Yes. Like
puzzles and such.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. You might get a T-shirt. You might get a bottle of water. You might get a, hey, hi, thanks for listening.
Right.
You might get $100.
Yes.
You just never know.
But if you tune in and you hear nonstop Justin Bieber, that's probably a bad sign.
Something tragic has happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We've got quite a bit of Owl City in the box
all
back there.
Owl City all the time.
I'm not a fan of that, I admit.
Who would do that?
I don't know. Probably the same person that doesn't drink cherry Icy's.
You might be right.
There he is.
You might be right. It might be the person with the aversion to cherry.
Aversion to cherry. All things cherry?
All things cherry.
See, the only thing that I really care for is cherry Icy's.
Oh.
It's whatever.
There is one thing that I will eat cherries on.
Okay.
And it's the same thing that I might actually eat, like dirt on. Cheesecake.
Oh, no. See, I'm not a cheesecake fan at all.
Cheesecake, anything, I'll eat it. I'm not going to say, oh, no, that's got cherries on it. I'm not going to have that cheesecake.
Yeah. See, I'm weird. I don't like a lot of sweets to begin with. I keep it. There's regular Hershey bars I eat and ice cream. I still eat chocolate ice cream. But that's it. Those are only two things. No cake, no cheesecake, no pies.
You're missing out on life.
I know it.
Letting life pass you by.
But we're relaxed tonight, just kind of going with the flow as always on Josh Around. But we do have a couple of topics today, and if you've kept your head buried in the sand and haven't kept up with the news, I'm going to give you just the basics of it, and we'll talk about it a little bit. As always,
thank you, because I have not heard anything this week.
I went out seeking information. You believe that? That's very, very rare for this show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's much better. Thank you for turning me up, Jim.
Yeah.
So before I get started on this, if you've got a comment, if you've got a question, if you want to change the subject completely, I have a telephone number you can call. It's 256-737-9505. And I tell you what, you can even call anonymously. How about that? You say, I want to be anonymous. We'll give you the name Lucy or something, or Chad. Chad's a good anonymous name.
Yeah.
And Jay will take your phone call back there and let your comment be known. So, looks like Melissa's digging around on the iPad. She might create a Facebook page post for us. She is affirmative. Super happy about that. But to start on my list, we've got some really weird stuff, today. It's the most recent one happened within hours is, Roseanne. The TV show has been canceled. Today, yeah, I know. I'm heartfelt, just sobbing all day long about that. Not really. I don't care for the show. But it was canceled today because, believe it or not, she's a terrible person.
So, they got, the best ratings ever in the history of ever. And they were we're renewing this for a second season right now after the first show.
ABC's
and now
second
suddenly,
greatest show ever.
Suddenly, she's canceled.
Yes, absolutely canceled. Well, you know what? You go out on Twitter, which is out there for everyone to see, and you start bashing any group of people that particularly can't handle the bashing, and you're toast, right?
Well, here's the thing. So supposedly we have the First Amendment right.
Yes.
Okay, here is the other thing. Did you hear the story that a federal judge said that Trump could not bar Twitter users from his Twitter feed?
That's fascinating.
Yes, Trump cannot ban somebody on Twitter.
I would love to know what side of the aisle that judge lines up.
I think you might know.
I think I might know already.
I don't think you'd have to dig too deep.
No,
no. So Trump does not have the First Amendment right to ban a Twitter user. Mm-hmm. Roseanne does not have the First Amendment right to say whatever she wants on Twitter.
Technically, she does. That ABC just doesn't have to pay her to do it. Right.
But where does the First Amendment end? For Republicans? Is it Republicans only? Because I've seen some Democrats say some really, really, really crappy stuff.
Well, and it's not just the Democratic Republican thing. I mean, so if you want to participate in this world, you have to play by the games, right?
Right.
Play by the rules, play the game, that kind of thing. And you can't really anymore because everyone's decided we're going to get upset about everything. So that Bill of Rights, you really don't have most of them because everyone's decided, okay, we're not going to play this way, despite the fact that that's where we started. So yes, you, like Roseanne, can say whatever she wants. I don't agree with anything she said, and I think that it was a poor stance, but she can say whatever she wants. ABC just doesn't have to keep her on the payroll if they don't like it.
Right.
Now that's, you know, whether they should or not, I don't know. At the comments she's made, yeah, I'd be fine with us just not paying attention to her ever again. But I said that as who she is as a person before she come back into the limelight. She got the fame she was wanting in the comeback, and it went to her head. That's what I'm thinking. Is what I'm thinking has happened. And then you blow up, you say some terrible stuff, and guess what? You're right back to a D-list celebrity. They don't, like Kathy Griffin. Griffin.
No, who cares?
I don't know. Anyways, you know who I'm talking about. And the only reason why she keeps making a mess is because that's the only way that she knows how to become popular again.
To get attention.
Yes. Yeah. Bad news is still news, right?
Right.
So. But that's where I'm at. She said some terrible things about people who may or may not have deserved it. I don't know. But you can go out there and look that up for yourself. I'm not going to repeat any of it.
So I guess I'm just wondering, like, how bad would a liberal have to say something in order to, like, get shunned?
It depends on where they say it, you know.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing. It's like, you know, if you're standing in California doing it, probably
people
a
are
lot.
Going to applaud.
Yes. But, you know, if you stand somewhere down here, like all of a sudden you're an outcast and everybody knows about it and that kind of thing. Which I say that, and it's really in certain areas of the South, it's not that way, you know.
I think of this, like, this is just the thing. Like, did you see about the uproar over Ivanka Trump having a picture of her son with her and how illegal immigrants are separated from their kids and blah, 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 and liberals are tying this picture of her with her son and saying she's insensitive and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Chelsea Clinton comes out and says, you know, that's very insensitive of her to do. Nobody needs to support her doing that. I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember the exact quote. But, like, nobody needs to support Ivanka Trump because she had a picture of her with her son.
Son, right.
So Chelsea gets away with that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, nope. Everybody's still in high school. Bowling for Soup sang about it forever ago.
Yeah.
Everybody's still in high school, and it'll never change. And as long as we let those people rule our lives, it's going to stay that way. Right. Hey, when we come back, we'll talk about North Korea, Starbucks.
Yay.
Yeah, Starbucks and cockroaches. So stay tuned.
Any of these songs racing through my brain, it's true. The baby, I'm howling for you.
Hey guys, let's face it, We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Owl City's the only stuff that I don't care for. Hey, look, we come back in the middle of my sentence.
We're back.
Yeah, I love it when that happens. I'm like, I'm going to
sit here. Thanks for some music, you.
Yes. No, I like all... this one particularly.
It was actually next.
Yes.
I actually moved that up so it would be next.
Now, I will tell you, I don't change the station, but I'm just not happy all the way through it.
And I love this song.
But really, that's my only argument, is Owl City... I've got 3 points on that. I've got Owl City, all of the Taylor Swift. Like, a little bit of Taylor Swift's fun. But this much Taylor Swift's not great. And the fact that Jay doesn't play any country music, that's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put that on the list.
Yeah.
I tried to play some while y'all were gone.
And growl.
I think you deleted all of it.
We covered that up.
Yeah, I went digging. I'm like, they've got to have the original folder somewhere. I couldn't find it. Absolutely couldn't find it. But and then again, I was trying to run a show. So
I really like Vanilla Twilight.
Vanilla Twilight. Is that the name of a group? Oh, no. See, I don't study
Vanilla
Owl City.
Twilight.
Yeah, you know, in 50 years, they'll be like, oh, you know, this 2000s music is really old, but it's really good. And they'll come across Owl City, and I'm like, you turn that off.
So, I think this is really cool, and you always hear this. And, like, it's the most overplayed song in Alabama. And I just had to find a little bit different version.
Is it Sweet Home Alabama?
It's Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah. What? So,
But it's not the, well, it's, okay, it's the original by Lynyrd Skynyrd, but it's not the, like, album cut.
Right.
Like,
so Jay does
just a little different.
Play country accidentally because he plays.
Because he doesn't know it's country.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, CCR is labeled country under the station, under the folder.
And
well, that's because the software is stupid. It's computer error, man. Come on.
Right. Because, you know, no one labeled any of that. The Eagles wanted
Julia
to be a country band.
Roberts' husband.
And not a clue.
Ex-husband.
Every time I think of his name. You're right. This is totally overplayed and
but not this version.
No, but
so when you hear this version, you don't like have to go hit the other radio button because you're tired of it. So
Jay plays La Love It and swears it's not country.
La Love It.
Nothing wrong with La Love It.
His name sounds country.
Not country.
Lyle Love It. Yeah. Right? It sounds like the lyrics to a Garth Brooks song is what it sounds like.
I think we play Garth Brooks.
No.
Yeah.
Do you have any Garth Brooks on the station, Jay?
I believe
Come on,
we
this is not country.
This is Lyle Love It. Yeah. I've never heard of it.
This not country.
I don't know. It's
Garth did not come up in the artist search.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
I thought we played Thunder Rolls.
Oh yes, this is country.
Totally country.
This is totally country. It starts like an easy listening.
Well, then why does it say pop under genre?
Man, it's software stupid, right? Isn't that what you just said? It's a software bug.
To quote Jay Fuller.
The only way to win an argument with Jay Fuller is to quote Jay Fuller.
Yeah. Now, this one just rocks. And why did I decide
to
grab this one so long ago? It's because of the piano. And we actually had a talk about, like, we needed to have all piano artists for, like, a Saturday. And actually, Melissa, you don't know this yet.
We did?
But there, yeah, we did. Long time ago. Somebody has produced a show that's like mostly piano. And I've been meaning to bring it up to you, but we've been on vacation for like 5 days and I haven't remembered to talk business.
That's going
to
be enough.
Yeah. I see. I like some piano instrumentals, but they can be tough to listen to on the radio, right? Because when you're driving your car, I don't think the thing you want to hear is piano instruments.
Maybe from like 3 to 5
a.m.
nightly.
From
3 to 5 nightly, that would be a really interesting show.
Let the stoners crash back.
Yeah.
You know, so
this is how I feel trying to deal with
insomnia people.
This is how I feel sometimes trying to deal with Melissa.
I can see that. I hear that sound and I think of Emperor's New Groove. It's like you have thrown off the Emperor's groove. And that's the sound of the old guy going through the window. Yeah. Hey, anyways, coming back around from music. I told you before the break.
That was an unscheduled part of your show, wasn't it?
Hey, I love off the wall stuff because really I just want to hang out. I'd love to do like a 5-hour show where I played a bunch of music and just kind of hang out and talk about what I want to talk about and talk about what I don't want to talk about.
I think Saturdays are free.
If you think Lyle Love It is country, share this post. If you think Lyle Love It is not country, like this post. All right, that's the stupidest BS.
Oh my gosh. But it works, right?
It works.
And you can't fight that. I found that Papua New Guinea is actually going to ban Facebook for a month because of all of the fake news really what it translated out to is they were tired of the BS like that. All of the fake news and the you know, the weird stories they'd put it trending that weren't actually trending and that kind of thing. They're going to ban Facebook for a month.
Nice. Yeah. Good for them.
I don't know how you would do it that large scale, you know, ban Facebook from a whole country, but.
Well, it's an island, so yes. I mean.
All right. Kudos for Mr. Fuller, if y'all are paying any attention to Facebook. Nikki says that is an awesome version of Sweet Home Alabama.
It is a good version. That's where I was going with. With my sentence there was that, you know, usually I cringe anytime I hear that in public, but you cannot help but sing it, especially if it's laid back like that, you know, and some crazy drunk guy's
not to mention the other two songs that you simply cannot hear without hearing Roll Tide Roll in the middle
of
it.
So here's the thing. I took one of my children to go see Justin Bieber in concert in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally sang Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, you can't come here without singing that.
My
yes, he did. But who else sang it here? We saw another band and they sang it. Who was it?
Every band ever.
Every
yeah,
band
y'all are,
ever.
Y'all are kind of the concert people.
We
right?
are. Yeah.
If it wasn't for crowds, yeah, I'd be down. Mm. Like if you could get me like a super high deer stand above everyone else, that's where I'd be. 1,000%.
We finally just stopped talking about Hangout. I was hoping she would forget about it.
Yeah.
I don't think she did.
Hangout was my like dream lineup, except for George Michael, David Bowie.
Let's talk about the Hangout this year. It's come and gone. And Kendrick Lamar, that I usually like some of his music, baited this girl up on stage, right? So he has several people come up on stage and sing songs with him.
Yeah.
Great idea. Super cool. He gets this white girl, maybe 19, 20 years old.
These are people from the audience?
Yes.
Awesome.
She's like front row. And so she comes up there and she's singing along with him, kind of thing like the two or three people that come before.
We've never seen that happen, have we, Melissa? Like you too.
He passes her the microphone in a verse that shares the N-word. I hit the microphone. That shares the N-word. I'm getting super upset if you can't tell by me punching the microphone now. That shares the N-word. And
you're actually moving
your
hands.
Yes, she says it. She 1,000% says it. He has them stop the music and start scolding her about this. And I'm like, how does he have any room to talk about this?
Don't give her the mic. Don't write the lyrics.
Exactly.
Don't sing the lyrics.
If it's a terrible song, and this is really, I mean, it's not a terrible song because I don't even know what song it was, but.
I don't even know who Kendrick Lamar is. I'm just shocked because you're shocked.
Yes. It's one of those things. Don't put it in your song. If you think it's a bad word for anyone to say, don't put it in your song.
I am 100%
right?
there.
So,
yes.
Like, I remember growing up, my parents always told me, because they wouldn't watch stuff we couldn't watch, even if it was just them.
Right.
Because they always said, if you can't explain it or don't want to explain it, then you don't watch it.
Right.
That kind of thing. So, you know, if mom and dad didn't tell us about what was going on this scene or that scene or why they said this or that, then we just didn't watch it. So, I look at it that way. I'm like, you should have not said that. Or if you knew that you were going to sing the unedited version of your song, like you don't ask her up there.
Right.
All of it's at his discretion.
I am so there with you.
Oh, yeah. I was so upset about this when I read it because it was like the day after it happened, right?
So are people like not listening to Kendrick Lamar anymore, or is everybody mad at the white girl?
Everyone that listens to Kendrick Lamar is either sympathetic because the white girl didn't see it coming, or they're mad at her. And so you can pick out what demographic you align with. But it split. And that poor girl never stood a chance. And now she's on stage in front of thousands of people, maybe hundreds of thousands
getting
of people.
Getting scolded.
Yes.
By a guy who wrote the lyric.
And by everyone in the audience. Like, how do you get off stage and walk through the crowd at that point, right? Okay, so now you're talking about danger for her own life.
Right.
I find a state trooper at that point. And I'm like, dude, you got to get me out of here.
She's going to go through life being the girl who sang
the
N-word on stage.
Absolutely.
And got scolded.
Yep. And I'm
sure she's going to have to move.
How much stuff do you think's at home in her bedroom of Kendrick Lamar? You know, posters or his music on her iPod or iPhone or whatever.
Right.
She has wildly supported this man, and he didn't do anything to protect his followership.
Right,
I was so livid about that. But that was my Hangout
soapbox. I'm mad, too.
That was my Hangout soapbox. Okay.
I'm mad.
So
you're mad.
Yeah, right. You're a very good supportive person. I promise.
For the whole Kerry thing.
To reward you for your supportiveness, we get to talk about North Korea again.
Yes.
North Korea comes back up in the news one more time.
Yes.
And it's because last time we talked about this, I think it was either last week or 2 weeks ago, Kim Jong Un had called off the summit. In a fit of rage kind of thing. Well,
I thought Trump called it off because one of Kim's people called Mike Pence stupid.
And they may have. It may have been that side. Anyways, they didn't get along. It wasn't going to happen. Well, guess what? Guess who's flying into New York City today? Kim Jong... How did we say?
Chol.
Kim Jong Chol. He looks like a grandfather kind of
thing. Kim Jong-un's older brother.
Oh, is it?
I Google it.
Oh, good for you. See, I don't take the time to read these things. But older guy coming in to talk with Trump's people to get this summit back on the road. This is huge. And we couldn't help but talk about this before the show started. Mm-hmm. This is huge for our generation and all generations present at this time, because we're talking about a potential of peace so big as the Berlin Wall, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. and I watch, every once in a while, I watch VH1, and they'll talk about stuff that went on in the 80s and the one-hit wonders and whatever. And everybody's got to talk about the Berlin Wall because it was such a huge influence.
Right.
We could see, you know, like Korea coming, you know, I don't know if they'll become a country again, as a unified country, but just the fact that they get along is awesome. And the fact that they could start importing stuff and start, you know, who knows, maybe Samsung's huge in South Korea. They've got facilities there. Maybe they'll develop in North Korea, right? But, realistically, don't think that's going to happen, because you're going to have to look at like their government fundamentally changing, and to have one meeting with a guy and say, hey, yeah, this will be it. When I die, we won't do this anymore. Or the best scenario is like, okay, yeah, I'll turn over the reins now. Like, he's never going to do that.
Mm-mm.
But it's a step forward, and I think that's cool. And the fact that, Kim Jong-un is pretty, for lack of a better word, silly, and the things that he does and the things that he says, much like our president, despite the fact that he aligns with the same political group that I do, he's kind of an unpredictable, silly man himself. It's good to see that we're bypassing those people altogether, and like the forces that be underneath are coming together to talk about it.
Well, here's another thing, right? Mm-hmm. In Cuba, like, that dictatorship, they both died, right?
Okay.
And, like, the next one to come along was like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yes.
So, it could be that. I mean, these type of things generally do run their course.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
North Korea is not going to be a dictatorship forever.
Right, right.
You know.
But what does it take to finally separate that? Does it take him dying off and not having any heirs to the throne?
No, what I think it is his grandfather and his father
mm-hmm.
were probably the ones who held the power mm-hmm. so tightly.
Yes.
Like, they literally teach the kids over there that, like, Kim Il-sung wasn't born. He was like delivered
right.
onto a mountainside
right.
and like they literally
thought he was a god.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I've heard that.
So I mean, there's like all kinds of crazy stories.
Propaganda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they literally believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they have to.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
yeah.
if you don't,
yeah.
you're executed or
yeah.
whatever.
Turn to dogs.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah. They can't exile you, because that's exactly what all of them want out
there.
Please
exile me.
Right.
Yeah. But, so, you know, these things do run their course.
Mm-hmm.
These people don't hold on to power forever.
But my gosh, how long has it been?
It's only been like 60 years.
Yeah, right? But you're talking...
But there were two of them.
That's
it was
crazy.
Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il.
Right. That's the earliest one I remember.
Yeah.
Maybe they all compared notes and took notes from Castro. I mean, they were around
yeah.
for about that long.
Yeah. Is there a round table for dictators? That's what I imagine. That's
out.
The Disney version
yeah.
of the world, right?
Yeah.
It's like all the villains to get together once a year to talk about
villains.
We're
still talking. Turn that off. We're still talking. I'm still talking.
Okay, boss.
Hey, pull up for the segue, pull up Dancing Queen if you have it. It's a request. Do you have that one?
ABBA?
I think so.
I don't think we have any.
Good.
ABBA.
I'm super in favor of that if you don't.
But we have the internet. We have everything.
Okay.
So, dictators generally run their course. I think that it has ran its course.
Right.
I mean, you can only keep people starving
mm-hmm.
for so long.
Like, it really is.
They literally eat dirt over there.
It's
like
terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, and if that's true, then like they're not allowed to import anything. You know, they're not going to export anything because they don't have anything over there. They're literally running out of resources.
So, you know, I'm into Tumblr, right? Well, mm-hmm. I read a post on Tumblr where somebody was like, oh, it's like the 80s all over again. There's a crazy woman running the UK and there's mm-hmm. a madman running the United States. Well, the madman that ran the United States in the 80s literally looked at Russia and said, tear down that wall.
Right.
And it happened. And the madman running the United States today is going to tear down the wall between North and South Korea. And then we're going to look at these people and we're going to say, you know, sometimes there is a method to the madness. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was probably also the time in Russia as well.
Yes.
I think it's the time.
And really, we're just there to push them over the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're probably right.
See, here's the thing. It could have happened during Clinton.
It could have.
But, see, there was a huge famine in North Korea. Mm-hmm. And your eyes are glazing over like did when I talked about it.
No, before. I'm listening.
But Clinton was like, oh, well, we see this happening over there. We are going to send you food. We're going to send you medical. We're going to send you oil. Mm-hmm. We're going to send you your capabilities to make nuclear weapons.
North Korea?
North Korea.
Why?
Because they promised not to make nuclear weapons.
So we're going to clear your research as long as you didn't do it. Isn't that exactly what happened to Iran? And they were researching it for, quote unquote, power options?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Clinton literally sent them the rods.
Yeah.
The uranium rods.
Yes.
And said, here, build your power plants.
Oh, my gosh.
And they enriched it. They enriched the uranium and made nuclear weapons because why not?
Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they?
Once again, Jay, how dumb do you have to be?
That's the thing. You know, you coddle these dictators for so long for a promise.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get somebody who won't.
I like that.
It's part of the drinking game when you decide that you're an adult and you're going to watch the Sunday news shows to find out what's happening in the country. You know what the drinking game is?
No.
Every time they say kick the can down the road, you take a swig.
So no, that's not really this. If you have people in power who are going to coddle the dictators, the evil empires, the rulers.
I mean, I'm not going to read Clinton's mind, and I mean, I don't know what he was thinking, but I mean, I could see that's kind of where they're coming from. Oh, well, if we do this, then they'll play nice, and we won't have to worry about them. But in the end, all they did was postpone the inevitable.
Right.
And I'm hoping that Trump sees it a little differently.
Yeah. I think that with certain people, you need to play a certain way. Yeah. You have to play tough.
That's a pretty good look on it.
Yeah.
So when we come back, yes, Abba's playing in the background for a very special listener of Just Joshing Around. It's Tuesday.
Send your donation to Live 95.
That's right.
P.O. Box 547, Coleman.
Oh, we have a P.O. Box?
Yeah, I know.
Cool. When we come back, we'll talk about Starbucks closing for an hour and cockroach milk. Mm. What?
We have to.
All right.
Hey, y'all, I'm turning the microphone back on long enough so we can all groan at ABBA. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Ugh, ABBA's gross.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Hallelujah, the Young King sings a song for the lover, the leaver, the lonely and light. Young love, wait, if I could, then I'd meet you at the gate of St. Peter. When the fever takes my mind, my God, you came singing my name. Sounded like rain on the mountain while I burn alive. Young flame burns soft as a candle lit between our two hearts. Just beats a ball in the dark. Spend my summer riding high on the plane, head back rolling through the leaves, growing up a preacher was all you ever dreamed. I got the holy room. I felt the fever grip. I needed a close. I'm at the field, not quite but near it.
No country, but lots of rap.
Thank you for playing Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
All the good band names
what?
Are taken.
Really? Is that what this is?
All the good band names are taken.
That is awesome. I love that.
Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Rainbow Kitten. I've got to look this up.
Rainbow
Kitten Surprise. That sounds like a really bad casserole.
I could write it in cursive and you still wouldn't know what it was.
Yeah, I got to be able to read it later. No, all of these pieces of paper live in my truck forever. So I can always go back. What I need to do is start like a binder and start stuffing these in there. But one day I can look back with, I think I spelled surprise wrong. Anyways, I'm much
it's
better at speaking
R.
than I am.
S-U-R-P-R-I-S-T.
Oh, yeah, then I did right. Okay. I just jammed then it all together. Yeah, I know. I can't read your cursive. You can't read my print.
Okay.
Yeah. Secret languages.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is interesting. I've never heard this before.
Yeah. We are dropping new music like North Korea is dropping bombs.
dropping bombs like 20 miles out of their own ocean. Anyways.
Under their own mountains so they can crush them. Make them collapse on top of
maybe they're finally giving in because they got to see all the memes we've been making about them all these years, and we've memed them to death. Those are great. You should Google North Korea memes in case.
Right on there right now.
Well, yeah.
While you talk about cockroach milk, I'm gonna Google.
Okay,
First,
let's start with Starbucks, because Starbucks won't last very long at all. Not a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, not in that sense. That's what Nikki thought too, because I asked the Facebook group what they thought about it closing, and she thought they were done forever. No, not quite. Although I'd be okay with that because they're not huge support proponents of Christianity or our soldiers. But anyways, they closed.
Or anything good in the world.
Really, it isn't. They closed for an hour today. Between 1 to 2. I don't know if anybody was upset by this or if you missed your afternoon latte because of it. If you do, call in anonymously or not to 256-737-9505, and I'd love to talk to you about it. But they closed today because, no doubt, because of the problems they had with those two young gentlemen that wanted to use the bathroom but weren't willing to buy a cup of coffee for it. they closed for anti-bias training. The report I read said that it was subconscious bias, biasing, or anyways, it sounded like a bunch of hooey to me. But Starbucks, for me, this is what I think. Okay, this is where we go down the rabbit hole with my conspiracy theories. Okay. I think Starbucks, no matter what they actually saw today. Oh yes, that was my angle. Okay, if you work at Starbucks and for some reason are listening to my radio show right now, please call in anonymously. I want to know what they talk to you about, because I don't believe that any of it was actually this. I think this is a strategy move on Starbucks, because they shut down over 8,000 stores nationwide today
on Memorial Day. Oh, no, the day after Memorial Day.
Yeah, which is, yes, to do this. I don't think they really did any of this at all. I think it's just a power play. It's like, oh, yeah, we'll shut down for an hour, and it'll make us look like we're making strides to do this.
Diversity training.
Yes, because, you know, anybody that would respect that is exactly who they want as a customer base.
Right.
They don't want me as a customer. They don't want the way that I think as a customer.
Right.
They want someone who's, well, now I'm going to super respect Starbucks because, you know, they shut down all of their stores at once to take care of this issue. No, they didn't. They let these guys, these men and women watch a video, more than likely, right? Like they watched a video.
Produced by Starbucks.
Maybe so. Probably so.
Starring Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel and Samuel L. Jackson, because he's in everything, you know,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, or Lawrence Fishburne, because everything, yes. Samuel L. Jackson is,
yeah,
in.
You don't flip a coin, because you don't really know which
one
it is.
Other. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, how awful. But, yeah, if for some reason you, or if you know anybody that went through this training, let me know how it goes. But moving on. Cockroach milk. This is what everybody's wanting to know about, right?
Not me.
It's specifically the Pacific beetle. It's a certain type of cockroach. It's a derivative. It's a milk crystal kind of thing. I can only imagine it's teeny tiny. I don't know how they get it. I don't know if they're milking cockroaches. I don't know what happens. But they say that it's they've tested this for 2 years. Like, someone has been draining cockroaches for like 2 years. You think your job sucks? Someone has been working with cockroaches every day for 2 years, but it has four times the amount of protein as cow's milk, and is packed with amino acids.
I call BS.
Four times.
Want to hear why?
Why?
Because only mammals make milk.
Well, you know, and it's they said it was a crystal, so maybe they're. It's some type of secretion or something.
Mammals make milk.
It gets more disgusting the more you listen to it.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah.
So
I don't know what it really is. I mean, is it really milk?
I don't know. I have no idea. But
I've
this was trending.
Pacific beetle.
The Pacific cockroach beetle. Who knows? Maybe
and
it's
they're
not
probably
even a cockroach.
Huge.
Probably. I don't want to know.
I mean, if it's in California, they're probably like three times the size of my foot.
Don't show me any pictures.
Like,
I don't want to know.
Because, you know, it's lived there for a couple of years, and like the bugs are so incredibly huge.
Right.
Almost like Florida, only worse.
Almost like Australia.
Yeah.
Right? It's land of the nopes. Right?
Yeah.
No. All the more reason to not go to California.
Not go to California.
But, People are actually into this, and they're making products based on this, and health nuts are like literally going nutty
for
it.
Okay, here it is.
I don't want to know. I'm not gonna look. I'm looking at the Facebook post right now because people.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Chloe's mom.
Yep. Chloe hadn't been on in a while. Chloe's been doing some like responsibility, like adult stuff. I don't know what that's about.
Oh, that sucks.
It does suck. If she's listening somewhere, good luck to you on your adult stuff. We look forward to when you can rejoin us. I guess that would be a good segue to talk about what we talked about at the very beginning.
Let's sound kid sad now.
Yeah, I get
I'm
real
sad.
This is episode 12 of Just Joshing Around. There are 12 recorded episodes. There is one unrecorded episode, a super secret episode that only true listeners have heard. Oddly enough, it's probably one of my favorite episodes. But
here it is.
What?
Most roaches lay eggs, not the Pacific beetle cockroach.
So it falls into that category.
So that's, it gives birth to live young.
That's gross. Oh, that's so gross.
So that's why it has milk.
Oh, that's so gross. I don't want to know.
And the story says it gets weirder, so I don't know if I want to read it or not.
Yeah, don't chase that rabbit down the rabbit hole. But we this is episode 12. This is the one where we take a mid-season finale, and I will return in the winter. But this is not
fall.
The one. Yeah, possibly fall. Yeah, I was being conservative. Don't know how long Coleman football will go. So, yeah, if they do really well, then away we go, right?
So we have to leave it on a cliffhanger.
Yes,
have
we
you
do.
Thought about the cliffhanger?
No. Other than I have huge things planned for when we return.
Do tell.
We have huge things planned. We're going to structure the show. There's going to be segments. There are going to be people visiting.
Oh.
Yes.
Neat.
Yes.
Okay.
I can't tell you anything about who they are yet. But
I'm intrigued.
Yes. As everyone should be.
Yes.
But I won't go away forever. And this is like the last happy scene at the end of the movie. I'm not going away forever. I will still be here in your hearts, in your minds. No.
And on the Live 95 website.
Yes, all of my shows are on demand there with all of the other on-demand shows. That phone ringing gets me every time.
Yep.
But I'll still be a voice in the back room as often as they'll let me. And it sounds like I'm gonna get involved with the election coverage. So tune in on Tuesday evening for that, and we'll let inexperienced Josh talk about politics. Super excited about that. And after
millennials talk about politics.
Oh, and after my rant about Kendrick Lamar and North Korea today, like, who wouldn't want to put me on a microphone?
Fascinating.
That's all I'm saying. Oh, we need a stage over there.
Yeah,
for the election night.
Yep.
Anyways.
Outside, not inside, because that, you know, might
Well, next week the weather should be better, right?
Awesome.
You know, so the storm will go away. Yeah. Don't get rained on too bad with tropical storms and such. And as always, if no one else has told you today, I love you. And I appreciate you joining the show. I appreciate Melissa, as always, being a great co-host, and Jay working the board in the back.
Thanks, Jay.
We've all taken turns doing that job, and
so much fun.
Hang on a second. We have to cue the mid-season finale music here. Let's see if I've done this right.
Next time on Joshing Around.
Okay.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, right?
That was suspenseful.
It was very suspenseful.
Did you Google suspenseful music?
No, I knew exactly what that was.
Good.
What was it?
Star Trek The Next Generation, The Best of Both Worlds.
Oh, he did it.
Cliffhanger for the first season.
He got Star Trek stuff into my show.
He can talk about Star Trek. Where is the mute button?
The cliffhanger for The Best of Both Worlds, Part 1. And it was such a great cliffhanger sound that Seth MacFarlane had them do it for Family Guy.
Nice.
I don't know if I can find the same one for Family Guy.
Ah, that's okay.
Seth MacFarlane is a cool nerd.
Yeah.
He can sing. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that. And he does a lot of the voices for all the shows he creates.
Yes.
But let me throw this out here. All of his cartoon shows are the same.
Yeah.
All of them are the
same. And he's a raging liberal.
Yes.
But he can sing.
I would like liberals that sing better than regular liberals.
Definitely.
And on that note, I'm going to end my show for the season. So keep up with the Coleman Live 95.5 Facebook page for when I will rejoin a regular scheduled programming. But until then, keep listening to the radio, because you might hear my sweet, soft voice anytime.
Goodbye, Chloe's
crickets.
Mom.
See y'all later. It's been fun.
Bye. Thank you, Josh.